The state legislature is well into the fall session now, and much of the work to this point had been focused on getting a Medicaid expansion passed. With that out of the way, I spent some time wondering what environmental measures may get taken up before we close out the calendar year. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is well known for her commitment to a healthier environment. State Senator Rebecca Warren from Ann Arbor serves as Democratic Vice Chair of the Senate Committee on Natural Resources, Environment, and Great Lakes, and is an appointee to the Great Lakes Commission. Good morning, Senator Warren.
Good morning, David.
Thank you for coming back to WEMU. We always appreciate your time and visit.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here, and especially to talk about the issues of the environment. You know, these are near and dear to my heart and a central part of the work that I do in Lansing, so it's always great to be here to talk about what's happening in Lansing.
Well, certainly central to the health of this region is the Great Lakes, and as I mentioned, you are on the Great Lakes Commission. I know there's work underway behind the scenes. It hasn't gotten a lot of public attention recently, but in your work on the Great Lakes Commission, is Michigan moving closer with other Great Lakes states on agreement on how best to combat invasive species?
We really are very focused. I would say it's one of our top three goals that the commission is focused on, is looking at how we best protect the Great Lakes from invasive species. As many folks know, we have never once eradicated any invasive that has made its way into the Great Lakes. All we can do is try to manage it when it gets here. And the Asian carp situation, I think, has raised a lot of awareness to folks even outside of the traditional, you know, circles of concern. And there's a lot happening behind the scenes because, you know, there was a report that was commissioned because of the result of a bill that was introduced by Senator Sabinow and others to say, you know, to really prevent invasives of that magnitude, we need a permanent separation between the Great Lakes and the Chicago Sanitary Canal.
Is that something that has won support in Michigan?
It has won support in Michigan. We really feel like this is something that is the only possible true barrier to preventing an invasion of Asian carp.
Illinois kind of flip-flopped, and they're now on board, right?
They are.
But Indiana not.
They're not yet, but we've got our work to do, I think, to convince folks that this is both the environmentally sound and important thing to do, but also that it's economically feasible. There was a lot of concern with this cut off avenues for transportation and trade that, for stuff that,
right,
containers that are moving on the Great Lakes right now. And I think the reports that are being prepared and being shared right now are going to allay some of those fears that folks have, that somehow it's going to be so economically damaging that we can't protect the environment.
Well, how many more years can we talk about it before work starts? Because it's going to be a decades-long process to make that separation, I would assume.
It is. It's going to take some time. The first report is actually done and has been considered. There is now work being done with the Army Corps of Engineers to actually say they're basically three sites that are being considered for the separation, and the work has to be done to determine, again, economic feasibility, what that looks like on the ground, the construction looks like, and I think you'll see work on that even later this fall and early next year.
Well, I know that there are many environmentalists who are expressing concern for the long-term health of the Great Lakes and all Michigan waterways if we start to see a glut of deep well fracking take place here in Michigan. Are you as concerned?
I am very much concerned. And, you know, there are folks who will say, well, Michigan has had fracking for a very long time, 40 or 50 years. So the concerns that people noticed when they watched the movie Gasland about what was happening in Pennsylvania or Texas or some other states, that can't happen here. And so we shouldn't be worried. The problem with that kind of an argument is, although it's been true that we have done fracking with very little incidences of, you know, concern in Michigan for years, what's happening now is incredibly different, and it's a very important time for us as those in the power positions to be able to focus on the Great Lakes and regulating both our water use and protection to look at the rules that we have in place. There's some things that are considerably different. Number one, we were often just doing the vertical direct drilling to get the shale, you know, to get
been going on for decades.
Absolutely, and that was a process that we understood, and frankly, it was typically done by the owners of companies that we knew. It was our big utilities who, if something went wrong, we knew who to go find and talk to. What's happening now is that we're doing this horizontal drilling where we have many, many wells, many new, what I almost think of as kind of speculators who are buying these wells. It's often not even Michigan-based companies, not American companies. And one of the most important things, too, is in addition just to the fact that we don't know what the long-term impacts of this type of drilling are going to have on the, you know, the geological structure of our state and also the water quality of our state, some of the projects that are going on right now, there's a project in Kalkaska that is going to, all told, use 350 million gallons of fresh water to frack, to get out the natural gas that they
want. And
it
is fresh water that cannot be cleansed and reused.
Never can be cleansed and reused. We'll literally be poisoned with the fracking chemicals. We'll be put in a deep well injection somewhere, capped, and, you know, like we would with nuclear waste, kind of put aside somewhere, capped and covered. And that's an important question for us as well, not just what will happen with this water when it's in the ground. Are we sure it will be safe? Are we sure it will be contained? But is this a good trade-off? 350 million gallons of fresh water for how much?
We have a state legislature that's not real fond of regulation. So as we move forward with this, will the argument of a greater economy and bigger money win out over perhaps more responsible stewardship?
No, it is a tough legislature right now for regulation. I think there are a lot of folks who got elected, especially at, around the 2010 cycle, who really look at trying to limit the involvement of the state in, you know, the free market economy and the business economy. But on this issue, it's been interesting because we have a few of our colleagues who are pretty conservative and definitely on the other side of the aisle from me, who are, you know, the folks who have these wells in their backyard, and their constituents are coming to talk to them very personally and saying, you know, it's very, it's a little bit unusual in Michigan, unlike some other states. A lot of us don't own the mineral rights under our property, and a lot of us don't even know that necessarily if we didn't pay great attention at the time of our purchase until somebody comes to tell us they're going to be drilling underneath our property.
And there's not a thing you can do.
Not a thing you can do about it.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with State Senator Rebecca Warren. She is a Democrat from Ann Arbor and Minority Vice Chair of the Senate Committee on Natural Resources, Environment, and Great Lakes. I know there has been a measure that you are particularly concerned about, and it has to do with recycling. Michigan's bottle deposit law. You wanted to include more containers, and you haven't gotten very far in pushing that forward.
We haven't gotten very far, not as far as I'd hope, but we have some great new energy again. And I mean, one of the things I like to tell people is the bottle bill is, you know, it started actually as an anti-litter campaign. It wasn't a recycling campaign when it was first introduced. It was a citizen petition that got on the ballot because folks were tired of seeing empty pop bottles and beer bottles and cans on the sides of the roads and in our streams. And what it's turned into is literally the most successful recycling program in the country. 97% of all of the containers that have the bottle deposit get reclaimed, recycled, and reused.
And I hear scuttlebutt that the Snyder administration may want to repeal it altogether.
So there's a work group that's been put together, and the Department of Environmental Quality Director Dan Wyant has been talking with folks about how do we improve recycling around the state. And I know one of the issues that they've been talking about is if we scaled back or repealed the bottle bill and tried to replace that with curbside recycling in all of our communities, that might be a good idea. So there's a report that's going to come out supposedly within the next month for us to consider. And you know, for me, I think it'd be a giant mistake. I mean, this is the most successful program that we have in recycling. And as a whole, our state recycling rate is not where we want it to be. We need to do better. But you don't do better by repealing the most successful program that you have.
So as we move into 2014 and in another election year cycle, is there an opportunity for you to address this before we get to the end of the calendar year?
I sure hope so. I mean, like I said, this report from the administration is supposed to be in our hands within a month or so. I think you have a lot of folks who are really paying attention to it. There are even local groups here in our community that have gone out to talk to citizens door to door and collected petitions. They were in Lansing last week and dropped off thousands of petitions from citizens around the state that said, you know, it's great that our pop bottles and cans and beer bottles and cans can go back to the store for the deposit, but we're increasingly drinking water and juice and energy drinks, and those containers should be covered as well. And it just makes it easier. You don't have to sort out the bottles anymore. Just bring them all back to the store and get your dime and do your shopping.
Well, we'll see where it goes. And there's so much more to talk about, so we're going to invite you back at a later date. We'll talk about coal-fired power plants and Enbridge pipelines, all sorts of good stuff. But thank you so much for being here today.
It is always a pleasure to be here, and I'll be happy to come back.
That is State Senator Rebecca Warren, the Ann Arbor Democrat, is Minority Vice Chair of the Senate Committee on Natural Resources, Environment, and Great Lakes. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.